This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is February 14th, and a happy Valentine's Day as well to all. Happy to be spending it in studio.
What a busy week. We had Kellen Moore Day and Valentine's Day back to back. Man, we were just winning.
What better way to have Valentine's than with you and Charlie in studio here?
Yeah. I brought you a card, Charlie. I hope you're excited.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
Miss Casey was sweet as well. She brought us some king cake, which is in the break room, which is always nice.
Nice. Yeah,
that's the best time of year right now, too, because every other day, it seems like there's a new king cake around.
Yeah, anytime you have to go into an office and there's not king cake there, it kind of feels like...
What am I doing?
Yeah, it just feels wrong. It feels like, well, you don't even appreciate me enough to get me a king cake. Anyway, so yeah, it's that time of year.
Speaking of king cake, we did find out yesterday at Kellen Moore's press conference, he has had some, which... You would expect at least to get right into the action here during Mardi Gras season. You got to have some king cake.
It's a little vague. It made me worry. It's like Winn-Dixie king cake or something like that. Not to throw shade at Winn-Dixie king cake, but you know, I hope that his first king cake experience was not, you know, grocery store variety. But hey, you know,
it's hard to have a bad king cake.
He was asked directly whether his first meal was Chipotle, and he did not say no. And that was kind of par for the course for Kellen Moore. You would ask him a question, and he would answer the question you wanted to answer.
Yes, exactly. We'll hear a little bit of from him. We got some bites cut up from that we'll get into during the show. The LSU baseball game going on right now. The Tigers putting it to Purdue-Fort Wayne. It is 11-0. They're going into the seventh inning over there. Rough day for the fielding. Early on for the Purdue-Fort Wayne team, there were some errors. I think it was like three or four unearned runs racked up by the LSU Tigers, and it's been a domination from them. And Charlie let me know before going into this show that there is no run rule in effect today, so we're playing the whole nine over there.
40-0, baby.
It doesn't matter. We're getting it in. It's opening day, baby.
Man, Purdue-Fort Wayne's College World Series hopes are really taking a hit today.
You would think they'd be used to this kind of weather since they're from the north.
This is true. Fort Wayne.
Yeah, no excuse for them. Looking at last night's game, we saw the Pelicans pull out a 140-133 victory in OT over the Sacramento Kings. Good news, ends a 10-game skid going into the All-Star break. They won't be in action again till 1 week from today against the Dallas Mavericks. Bad news on that, Yves Missi gets hurt in the game, and he will not be taking part in the Rising Stars game now on All-Star weekend.
Yves! It's like the one guy I was excited to watch. He's gone now. A couple of weeks ago, I was saying, like, hey, all I want is entertaining basketball for the Pelicans. Your season's over. Play good games and then lose at the end. You can't even get that. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, CJ McCollum put up 40 points. That's always fun. You know, he's sticking around. You know, it'll be something.
That was what I was not surprised, but I thought the Pels might move on from him at the deadline just to send them somewhere to go ring chasing and free up some more cap space. But evidently his leadership and obviously on the court role is a lot more important.
I also think he wants to be here.
Right.
You know, and I think at this point in CJ's career, you're going to, you know, like if he doesn't want to get traded, you're not going to trade him. I just think like you want people who want to be here. I think that's important for the
Unlike
Pelicans.
Brandon Ingram.
Right, and he kind of made it clear a couple of years ago, even when he re-signed his extension. He was like, this is where I want to be. I want to build it here. So, you know, I don't think you can have enough of those guys, particularly for the Pelicans. You know, and to have a veteran player who is sitting through this season and is not saying, get me the heck out of here, that's a positive thing for that locker room. And so that's why I didn't expect him to get traded. I understand when you have that contract and you have a player of his stature and of his age in the NBA and his ability to impact a team immediately, he becomes a trade conversation.
Right.
But I never felt like unless he was asking out, he was going to get traded. Because he's still, you know, and you look, okay, what does this offense have, right? You know, he's still out there dropping 40 points. I think he had a 50-point game earlier this year. Like, he can still just pour it in, and this offense shouldn't be turning its nose up at anyone who could score at that clip.
Pels had a back-to-back game, and Zion played on Wednesday night, so he did not take part in last night's win in overtime. A return to conditioning situation still there. And I don't know, Jeff. To me, it was like you're going into All-Star break weekend. You're not going to play another game for another 8 days. Why not put the big guy out there? But they are definitely adamant about, you know, their plan for Zion, at least in the limited minutes, and also this, you know, not playing in back-to-backs right now plan.
I've already said my piece on this front. you know, it's he should be playing in back-to-backs. It's whatever. At this point, I honestly understand. Like, you're getting late enough in the year that the only thing you have to make sure doesn't happen
is injury.
He tears up his knee. He has the type of injury that DeJounte Murray had, right? So, you know, if you were midseason and this was close, like, and they were reasonably in contention for the 10 seed, I would be, you know, pitching a fit. At this point, it's like, okay, how many games are left? All right, let's see how many he can play in. Because, man, it's just so bleak. It's ugly.
Back to the Saints, hoping that Kellen Moore stayed away from any stray beers out on the Philadelphia championship parade route, because I saw the general manager
Howie Roseman.
Sorry, I like blanked on that for a sec. He got a beer can to the head, and he's got a nice gash on his forehead.
Yeah, clearly, this is when I say, like, this is not a parade, people. This is what I mean. Like,
right, come on, folks.
You're gonna throw things. Don't throw cans of beer. Like, I don't know. Find something less damaging to your face when it inevitably hits.
Although I will say, I did catch like a Red Dog coming off of a float one time, and it was one of my favorite throws.
Well, you have to keep your head on a swivel. That's something we understand down here that they probably don't up there. It's like you will get hit in the face with something. You just want to make sure that something is not a unopened can of beer.
Well, Philly's GM took one to the face, and he comes to the podium and says, I bleed for this city.
There you go. You know, if you haven't been hit in the face with a bag of beads, you haven't lived here long enough, right? Because that happens inevitably. It's cold, and that gigantic bag headed straight for your eyes, and you just can't move. It's like when a tree is falling, you got to go either direction, but you end up running straight backwards like a fool. That's what I did. And I think I may have gotten a concussion, but it's Mardi Gras season, baby. I think I did get a shoe in the face once, but that felt good.
Northeastern amateurs over there.
Yeah.
Looking forward to, though, the action in our area with parades cranking up, and we're in full – it's like nonstop what we've been going through between, you know, tragedies, snowstorms. Mm-hmm. We've got a Super Bowl, and now heading into, like, deep, deep Mardi Gras season.
Yeah, and I'm in full like UConn men's basketball mode. That's my favorite part of the year. It's like the Saints season ends, and then I can completely get into my you know, irrational fanhood of that team and the real three-peat of the year, the three-peat that's actually going to happen.
Dun, dun, dun.
But But no, yeah, it's Mardi Gras. There's a parade tonight. Bo Emeralds tonight. That's exciting. You know, it feels like we're getting to that point where every day it's like, oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you going to the parade? Oh, gosh, it's not the parade. What am I going to do? But yeah.
Right. How am I get to work? Which roads are closed?
I'm curious to see how involved Kellen Moore is in his first Mardi Gras experience, because I'm sure he'll be here. He's got a lot of work to do. You know, he's got a staff to hire. I'm sure there's going to be people reaching out, seeing if they can get him on their floats. So.
Speaking of those staff hires, there has been a few announcements we've seen so far on social media, at least nothing official from the team on some of the new assistants that Kellen Moore is bringing in. A familiar name with the offensive line coach.
A lot of familiar names, actually. You know, it's funny. There's been three hires reported, and with the, well, not three, two hires reported and one layover, holdover, if
right.
you will. And so with those three names, Kellen Moore has already is linked to the past three Saints head coaches. Right, because it's reported that he's going to keep Keith Williams as wide receivers coach. So that makes sense. He's a very popular coach. I'm sure the wide receiver room was celebrating when they heard that. After that, you know, you're talking Brendan Nugent, who was the offensive line coach here from 2015 to 2021 on Sean Payton's staff, a well-liked coach. You know, there aren't many offensive linemen still here from that point. but guys, Cesar Ruiz, Eric McCoy, they've worked with them before. I'm sure they like him. Kellen Moore worked with him in L.A., with the Chargers in 2023, so there right. is a connection there. And then the other one, which I find even more interesting, Jim Haslett's son, Chase, is going to be the Saints tight ends coach.
We got a Haslett back in black and gold.
Yeah. So you have a Haslett hire, a Sean Payton hire, and a Dennis Allen hire all in the room. It's just, you know, it's kismet.
There you go. Continuity is still having.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's connections. It's not just that they were connected to the Saints. But one thing Kellen Moore did say is everyone he talked to had good things to say about the Saints and the coaching regimes and the front office. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that he's out there saying that he's had these conversations with people and they all gave him glowing reviews. And then a guy like Brendan Nugent, who obviously was here for a long time, and then they worked together in L.A., I'm sure when he's talking about those conversations, that's one of them that he had was with Brendan Nugent. He also mentioned Joe Lombardi, who was his offensive coordinator out in Detroit as a player.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think we should undersell that. You know, I think there's this idea that everyone who leaves the Saints hates the Saints. I don't think that's true, right? Like, there's this idea, oh, Aaron Glenn didn't want to coach here. It's like, I think it was more that he wanted to coach the Jets.
Right.
And, you know, the whole process was what it was. Mickey joked that it went on forever because the Eagles kept winning, which is true. But, hey, you know, you want someone like just like CJ McCollum, right? You want someone who wants to be here. And, you know, it's clear that Kellen wants to be here.
Someone who is not here anymore, we got word, no surprise either. Darren Rizzi is taking his talents to the Denver Broncos and teaming up with Sean Payton again out there. That seemed like the writing was on the wall when he wasn't going to get passed over for a second time with the head coaching gig in New Orleans. Makes sense for him to reunite with Sean Payton out with the Broncos.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for Darren, it was kind of like, hey, as long as I have a chance to get this head coaching job, I'll ride it out.
Yeah.
And then Kellen got hired. All right. I'm heading out, you know, I'll see myself out. And yeah, it was always going to be the Broncos, right?
Yeah.
He obviously interviewed with the Jets for that head coaching job that went to Aaron Glenn. You know, he's a well-respected special teams coach. I hope he gets a head coaching opportunity at some point, because I do think he is a head coach. Like he has what it takes to be a head coach. The problem is teams just aren't very excited to go get a special teams guy as their head coach. They want that offensive whiz kid, or you know, that kind of culture building defensive guy. You just don't see it a lot. So
I can see Rizzi being a good interviewer, though.
I think so. I think he should be. And I think what he was able to do with this team in a really unfortunate circumstances,
what a mess, right?
Should be a kind of feather in his cap of what he can do.
Want to hear from you on this Friday, Valentine's Day. What you up to? We are here, Oakland Heart Jewelers, talking text line 504-260-1870. We got Jeff Duncan joining us at 4:30, talking more about the Saints, maybe a little bit about the Saints QB situation as well. In the 5 o'clock hour, Will Guillory, NBA writer for The Athletic, will help us break down all things Pelicans. 6 o'clock hour, Jeff Morrow, retired sports editor of the Tri-City Herald, will give us some insights on Kellen Moore, the guy guy, how he followed through high school and going into Boise State and then obviously on to his pro career. And then 6:30, Tim Zimmer, WWL morning show producer, also one of our NASCAR enthusiasts here, help us preview the Daytona 500 on Sunday. We're here on Sports Talk 4 to 7. Give us a shout. Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Be right back after this for more of Sports Talk on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, faith, family, and football is what this thing is all about, and those priorities will never change. I think when you get to team up with special people, you get to do special things. And I'm really, really excited about that opportunity. I want to lead this team the right way. I surround myself with tremendous leaders on the player side, on the coaching side. Again, this is a great opportunity.
New Saints head coach Kellen Moore addressing the media yesterday to talk about that and all things black and gold. Happy to welcome in Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. Jeff, how you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing good, man. Hope you guys are ready for a big weekend of rest after that crazy 2 weeks we had.
Who knows how much rest, though, because I'm interested to see these assistant coaching hires when they start, you know, flowing in. We've got a few already, but going back to yesterday's press conference with Kellen Moore, definitely a man of few words. What were your first impressions of Kellen in New Orleans?
Yeah, guys, look, I thought he was kind of exactly what I expected. You know, a little nervous, which is to be expected. You know, the first time he's stepped in front of a podium like that here in New Orleans with, you know, the firing squad. You know, what's funny, I thought, was we've all been waiting here for, what, months, right, for a new head coach to be named. So you could tell the local media corps was spitting bullets, right? I mean, with questions. And he, on the other hand, is just coming off the biggest win of his entire career. He hasn't had a chance to really focus on the task at hand here. So you kind of had divided, missions, right? I mean, we're trying to get answers, and he is just now kind of getting his feet wet. So I didn't think he was really that revelatory, but I didn't expect him to be considering the circumstances.
Yeah, he's a short answer guy, which as a radio person you kind of appreciate because he kind of talks in more manageable sound bites than his predecessor, and it seems like he's much happier to give a short non-answer than a long non-answer. And there were a lot of non-answers in that press conference. He answered every question, but he didn't really answer every question. And one of the questions that I thought he really kind of went down the middle on and didn't move one way or the other at all twice was Derek Carr. And he was asked directly, is Derek Carr going to be your week one starter? Do you see Derek Carr as a starting quarterback? And he said, I view Derek Carr as a great starting quarterback. And so I'm curious, what was your kind of takeaway? Where do you think it's going from here for Kellen? Do you think a decision is just kind of up in the air at this point?
Yeah, Jeff, I think you're exactly right. I don't think he knows. And so in fairness to everything involved, I think that's why he kind of came across as evasive or noncommittal, because I don't think he's crossed that bridge yet internally with the brain trust. I'm sure they've discussed it, but what I really think is going to go on here in the next few weeks is they're going to meet with Derek Carr and talk to him maybe about some contractual options and just a lot of things. But they haven't done that yet. So he doesn't want to commit one way or the other. And that's why I think everyone's trying to parse his words when actually I think everyone's just kind of overanalyzing. We'll get to that down the road. But he's got to fill his staff out first, and he'll get to the personnel stuff, I think, after he fills his staff out.
Talk about overanalyzing. Me and Jeff kind of batted this around. Jeff Nowak, another Jeff on the line. We got a Jeff overload here. But anyway, the Derek Carr not being around at all Super Bowl week. You heard nothing from him. Meanwhile, there were current Saints, former Saints around, and it was just seemed odd, at least to us, that you heard nothing from DC.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. He was all over the Super Bowl in Las Vegas the year before. Of course, That's been his offseason home. But what I would really caution people, we're all speculating there, right? We don't know what his situation was. We don't know if he's in the middle of a major rehab that he needed to take care of. It could have been a lot of things. So I'm really hesitant to comment on that or even certainly to criticize him. But I do think it was very conspicuous when you knew this game was going to be here for years. And certainly the business side of it from a player's perspective, there's just a lot of business to take care of. Your agent almost always had you doing promotional options, and the starting quarterback almost always is at that Super Bowl. So it definitely was conspicuous he wasn't here.
Yeah, you know, just changing track a little bit. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting from Kellen, and obviously he's not going to go out there and say, oh, we don't have a chance, our roster's not any good. But he was asked, hey, how close do you think you are to competing? And I thought he responded pretty positively to that. It does seem like he feels like he said there's good here. We want to build on the good, erase the bad. That's kind of standard coach speak. But one of the things that's interesting to me is you go back to week three, that might have been the best defensive game the Saints played all season. He's looking at it and saying, yeah, our offense didn't put up points until midway through the fourth quarter. And I think when Kellen Moore is looking at this team, he's looking at it and saying, well, we saw what they did at the beginning of the season before the injuries crept in. And whether that's an excuse or not, no one wants to give Dennis Allen the benefit of the doubt on that front. But I do think there's points to be made that the injuries clearly impacted this team to an extreme level. And so I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts on what Kellen said on that front? And where do you think this roster is from a talent perspective relative to, you know, the rest of the division, the rest of the league?
Yeah, Jeff, I think that's a great question because I think you can make arguments either way, right? But I am hesitant to say I think you'd be foolish to start pointing at those early games. I mean, every year, if you look around the league, teams start slow. They're formulating, you know, what exactly they are as a team, finding their identities. And I think early on when the Saints met the Chiefs and the Eagles, those teams were still in the process of forming their identities. They were different teams at the end of the year, clearly. And so I've seen Saints teams like that, right? I remember a few years back, they lost the opener to the Tampa Bay Bucks and then ended up being 13-3. I think if the Saints are being honest with themselves, they will admit that they're probably their roster is one of the bottom third of the league at best. And I think the most concerning thing about it, guys, is that the young talent is just not there. I mean, if you look at the Pro Football Focus approximate value metric, which I really value highly, the Saints' top player this past year was Alvin Kamara, and the second player was DeMario Davis. So, you know, you're talking about two of your older players. You just don't have a lot of young ascending talents on this team, at least that we've seen so far. And I think that's the biggest concern, and that's why Saints fans, I think, are so desperate for some kind of hope to see a light at the end of this tunnel.
Looking at some of the possibilities for Kellen Moore's coaching staff, I know a report yesterday came out. The Saints requested an interview of Vikings pass game coordinator and DB's coach Durante Jones for their D coordinator position here, a name we're definitely familiar with in these parts and has some local ties.
Yeah, a guy that's been around the block in Louisiana, a number of different stops. And I don't know how you all read that yesterday. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. I came out of that press conference thinking that Kellen Moore wants to go through a process in hiring a defensive coordinator, and he planned on interviewing multiple people. Some of my colleagues at the Times-Picayune felt like that he was kind of evasive about it and felt like that was really an indicator that they were going to bring in Brandon Staley is the guy, which is what we've seen a lot of reports on. How did you all see that? I felt like he was basically saying, hey, I want to take my time and fill that position with the right guy.
Yeah, I read it the same way you did in that, you know, I think that they're going to view this defensive coordinator hire as extremely important, right? It's the same way Dennis Allen last year went through a very extensive process and the team went through a very extensive process to bring in Clint Kubiak, because that is essentially Kellen Moore's Clint Kubiak. I always go back to the 7-9 years, right? Like, you had the Drew Brees was still Drew Brees. Sean Payton was still Sean Payton. You still couldn't get anything done because you couldn't get the defense figured out. You didn't even need a top 5 defense. You needed a top 20 defense, and you probably have a lot of success. You couldn't even get that done. So, no, I think the bigger question to me, I think they are going to go through a full process. The bigger question to me is, are you going to completely overhaul this defense and go to a 3-4? And he kind of said he played both sides on that. He's like, yeah, we're going to look at it from both ends, 3-4, 4-3. But to me, it's like, hey, you could bring in a Brandon Staley. You could bring in a Durante Jones. If you're going to change up that scheme entirely, that's a major shift. And
yeah,
I think that's the
big
part.
I'll tell you the other thing, Jeff, that I think internally probably they've talked about extensively even before they brought in Kellen Moore, and I'm sure now they're all collaborating on this, is are they going to walk away from some of these veteran players, these star players that have been leaders of this team on the defensive side of the ball, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Ty Matthew. I mean, these are stalwarts. I mean, some of the best known players on the team, some of the most beloved players on the team, but guys at the end of their careers, let's face it, they're in the August of their careers. Are they willing to walk away knowing that the fan reaction is probably not going to be positive if they do that? That to me is going to be one of the more interesting things they do, because if you're going to get younger and cheaper, that's probably the place to start.
Yeah, something that he was not committal on either as Kellen Moore was the fact of having this coaching staff in place in time for the NFL Combine, but that just seems pretty logical. You'd want to have your staff set going into, you know, one of the bigger events going into the NFL draft.
Yeah, Steve, great point. And I think you definitely would like to have that resolved. That way you know what your scheme is, what your preferred scheme is on that side of the ball. So the prospects you're looking at, obviously everything's going to be looked at through the prism of what your scheme is and the personnel. So I think it's critical to try and get that done before the combine. I don't think you have to do it, but you certainly would like to, so you can start moving forward toward the personnel acquisition part of the offseason.
You know, it feels like this fan base has been kind of beaten down over the last few years. Every time things seem like they're going well, something bad happens and it turns around. And I do feel like there is a kind of a glimmer of optimism right now with, like, hey, new head coach, going to reset things, going to get it right. I think people would, in a lot of instances, be accepting of a shift in terms of we're not relying on these long-term veteran players anymore. Thanks for your service. We're going to move on, that sort of thing, just to kind of reset the deck. I'm curious, from your perspective, for Kellen Moore's first season, what do you think he needs to do? Like, what would a successful Kellen Moore year one, a year that got some fans excited, look like in your eyes?
Well, I think a couple of things, Jeff, and I think that's a great question because I think fans, and I think you all have a good, you know, sense of the pulse of the fan base, you know, being on your show every night, hearing from fans through media, social media, emails, whatever. I get the sense that fans are ready. If the team wants to go through a transition, if they want to rebuild, they're ready. They just want to get to the other side and start seeing hope at the, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. And I think because of the cap situation, everything feels like it's always been in limbo and there's no real vision or long-term plan. And so I think seeing progress and seeing discipline, you know, a real coherent attack on both sides of the ball, whether they win a ton of games or not, I think that will give people hope toward the future. And the other thing I would say that I think is important for this staff is to start getting more out of some of the young players. I mentioned earlier the lack of kind of stars in their last few draft classes. I think there is hope if you're a fan. I've seen this happen a bunch of times where a new staff comes in and they realize potential in players that haven't been realized from past staffs. Zach Bond's a great example, right? I mean, everybody thought he was a bust. And look at him. He goes, he's an all-pro, a Pro Bowl player. There's talent that might be untapped on this roster, young talent, say in a Brian Brazee or – you know, maybe Juwan Johnson, he's not quite that young, but guys that you can see glimmers of potential, but it hasn't been tapped yet. Maybe that gets unlocked with a new staff. So I wouldn't write off some of these young guys from the past few drafts because I think we could see them emerge under Kellen Moore and his staff.
Jeff, definitely always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And shame on me for not asking right off the bat, how was your Super Bowl experience? I thought everything went great within the city and the game, well, just a complete, obviously, domination by Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but I just felt like it was a home run for the city. I thought we shined our brightest. It was New Orleans at its best. And I'm running on fumes, though, guys.
I can feel that, yeah.
Burning the candle at both ends, but it was a great experience.
Awesome stuff. Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Go get some rest. We'll be talking soon.
All right, guys.
Columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, Jeff Duncan. You can check out his work. Also follow him on X, @JeffDuncan_. We're going to come back with more of Sports Talk right after this break. Stay tuned on WWL. Welcome back into this Valentine's Day edition of Sports Talk. February 14th already, folks. Soon enough, the NFL Combine, and right after that will be the NFL Draft, all coming very rapidly now. The Kellen Moore, new hire for the Saints, filling out his staff. We got a lot of questions about who that'll be. Also, the roster questions coming as well, and quarterback is the big one. Will Derek Carr be around for next season? We still don't know. It was asked at the media session yesterday, Kellen Moore's introductory press conference. Two different times. We're going to get into it in case you haven't heard it. Here's the first one, Kellen Moore being asked about Derek Carr.
You mentioned talking about the cap situation, one of those cap hits, and guys prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. You know, really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, you know, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
I will say, at least, Jeff, in that bite, he says, I'm excited to team up with him. So you're to assume that he still wants Derek around.
He didn't say for how long. No, I mean, these are not, you know, one funny thing that, you know, that we're learning about Kellen Moore, and that I learned about Kellen Moore, is everyone has their own kind of vocal tics, right? They, you know, Sean Payton and or Pete Carmichael more so, but Sean Payton would do it too. They would start every sentence with, I think this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's a lot of ways that, you know, that's kind of like that internal vamping that people do, so they have an extra millisecond to figure out what they're going to say.
No, I say obviously too much.
Yes, there's a good example. You know, I say it's funny a lot. You know, it's just, if you listen to someone talk for long enough, you kind of pick up on that. One thing Kellen Moore does is he starts every response with an affirmative. He'll say yeah or absolutely, just to register that the question was asked, because that's just his way of doing that. And a lot, he did that after that question was asked, and he said, do you view Derek Carr as your week one starter? And he said, yeah, but that's not him answering the question. And I saw a lot of people hear that and be like, oh, that's, he said it's week one starter. That's not what that is. That's him kind of acknowledging the question, and then everything after that is his answer. But I'm just mentioning this because Kellen Moore is going to be the head coach here for a while. We need to be all on the same page here that he started 19 sentences with yeah during his press conference. 19 different sentences. The first word was yeah. So anyway,
we'll see if his second question that he was asked about Derek Carr, how that goes. Here is Kellen Moore asked again about Derek Carr and the Saints.
And following up on Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or do you view it as Derek Carr as the quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, you know, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time the last few days. I'm really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Derek Carr, right? Talking about Derek Carr again right there.
Yeah.
Still not a crystal clear answer on his plan for the QB room. And I guess it is fair enough that he is just coming off the Super Bowl victory, just getting settled in, probably looking for a house with his family, and really hasn't had a chance to sit down with players and meet with them and go over this roster entirely either.
Yeah, and I agree with Jeff Duncan, what he said. I don't think that Kellen has made a decision at this point. My guess would be that he's aware of two possibilities. One, you keep Derek Carr around and have some roster flexibility. Two, you move on from Derek Carr and have very little roster flexibility, because if you keep him, you can restructure that deal, open up some cap space. If you cut him, you will deal with a pretty massive cap hit. You will free up some money against the cap, but you will lose that trigger to clear $30 million, right? So it becomes very complicated. One thing, we got a text in saying, hey, can you trade Derek and potentially save some of that cap space? Now, there is an offset clause with his roster bonus, where if another team has him under contract, you can offset that $10 million. But, you know, that's only if he signs for a number of that magnitude, right? He has a full no-trade clause. We saw this play out with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I would be stunned if he signs off on a trade. Now, if he wants to...
Maybe the New York Jets want him.
If he want, well, sure, but he could just as easily, if they want to trade him, say, well, you're just going to have to cut me and I'll go sign there, just like he did to the Raiders. So there's no reason to think that, you know, unless he feels like I will make more money on this contract if you just keep it than if I get cut and sign a new deal, maybe you would figure it out that way. But it's highly unlikely, in my opinion, that you're going to find a trade, because you can't just shop him around. He's going to have to okay whatever spot that is, and that team, knowing that, won't offer anything worth value. So I think that's all that the no trade clause really rules that out in pretty much any capacity.
Jeff, there is no mercy rule in effect at Alec Box Stadium today. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bases are loaded for LSU, and they are up 13. 16-0 against Purdue Fort Wayne.
Can't help themselves.
No, we'll keep you updated on that score. But the Tigers coming out swinging in opening day matchup. Taking a break. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. So stay tuned on WWL. Checking back in on the LSU baseball team going to the ninth inning. The Tigers up 14-0 over Purdue Fort Wayne. We've got the freshman hurler coming in. Lefty, too, Cooper Williams to close things out for the Tigers. Looking like they're going to be 1-0 to start the season. We'll have game two for you tomorrow right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Coming up next hour, we'll check in on the Pelicans. Will Guillory, NBA writer for The Athletic, talk about Eves Missy injury. Also, post all-star break outlook for this Pelican squad. 6 o'clock hour, get more into Kellen Moore, Joe Murrow, the retired sports editor of Tri-State Herald, will join us talking about who he is and the football savant he was before, long before that Super Bowl victory. More of Sports Talk right after our top of the hour news here on WWL.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.